This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Thursday, January 29th. I'm Elena Neal Sachs. Santa Cruz Harbor businesses may start getting some relief from the effects of the Murray Street Bridge closure. One eastbound-only lane is now open to cars and bikes. Michael Spadafora owns Java Junction, which has locations on both sides of the bridge, at the harbor and in Seabright. He hopes the partial reopening will help the harbor side.
We're going to need alternating traffic, though, to really improve the Seabright neighborhood.
He and other Seabright business owners have seen a significant drop in sales since the bridge first closed last spring.
You need the people from the west side to get down to the harbor, and we need the people from Pleasure Point to be able to get to Seabright.
But even if alternating traffic does come back temporarily, another full bridge closure is scheduled for June through mid-September. The Monterey County Sheriff's Office gave a report Tuesday on federal immigration agents' access to the county jail.
In 2025, Monterey County Jail booked 9,252 individuals into custody. Of those, only 21 individuals were released to ICE under the narrow exemptions allowed by state law.
Those exemptions are primarily for people convicted of violent crimes, but 8 of the 21 people released to ICE last year had not been convicted at the time of their transfer. Supervisor Kate Daniels, echoing similar comments from residents, fiercely criticized those transfers, saying they undermine due process.
They're essentially saying that the federal government is going to do a better job than we are in Monterey County keeping our communities safe.
Supervisors and public commenters were united in their searing rebuke of ICE tactics in Minneapolis and elsewhere. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow morning.